A hidden part of African American history is also emerging by way of a new book. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report on Dark Town, a crime novel about pioneering black policemen set in post-World War II Atlanta.
It wasn't so long ago that Atlanta's civic boosters liked to refer to it as the city too busy to hate. But in the 40s, Atlanta actually found plenty of time to keep its black citizens in their assigned place. In Darktown, newly minted officer Lucius Boggs ponders this as he rides through downtown.
He passed office towers that only granted admittance to Negroes who shined shoes or cleaned bathrooms. He passed white women who would no doubt scream if he made eye contact with them. Reckless eyeballing was the official charge police filed in such cases. Since becoming a cop, he looked up the statute to make sure it existed. It did.
That's author Thomas Mullen. His new novel, Darktown, is a blend of history, mystery, and violence that examines racial tensions in 1948 Atlanta, after the city decided to add 8 black men to its police force. In the beginning of the book, a young black woman is killed, and 2 of the new policemen, against orders and on their own, decide to investigate her death. Mullen says these men walked a razor-sharp line.
On the one hand, they were second-class citizens as black men in the Jim Crow South. You know, they couldn't ride in the front of a bus, they couldn't eat in most restaurants, but at the same time, they're also authority figures. You know, they have to enforce the law of the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia.
And a lot of those laws were racially biased. The 8 men were sometimes likened to the police equivalent of Jackie Robinson, who'd integrated Major League Baseball the year before. Like Robinson, Mullen says, they worked under incredible restrictions.
For example, they could only patrol the black neighborhoods. They weren't supposed to set foot in the white parts of town. They couldn't drive squad cars. They had to walk their beat with a partner. They couldn't even set foot in the headquarters.
Instead of working from police HQ, the Negro rookies, under the oversight of a white captain, were relegated to the basement of the local colored YMCA. Mullen says the progressive police chief who hired the men did that as a precaution.
1 year earlier, in 1947, a Newsweek article had estimated that 1/4 of Atlanta policemen were in fact members of the Ku Klux Klan. So the mayor and police chief of Atlanta were worried that if these black men in uniform showed their faces in the headquarters, the white cops would riot and attack them.
Many of the white policemen in Mullen's novel alternately neglect and abuse people in Atlanta's black neighborhoods, which they derisively refer to as Darktown. Whether those neighborhoods were privileged or poor, they're all Darktown to the APD. And, says Mullen, some of the tensions described in Darktown, like the ability of white police to injure or kill black citizens without being charged or punished, sound disturbingly familiar.
I started this book about 4 years ago, so I was pretty much done with the rough draft in the summer of 2014 when Michael Brown was killed and Ferguson became the major news story, and then Staten Island, Baltimore, and Black Lives Matter, and suddenly race and policing was, you know, a major story in a way it hadn't since really Rodney King when I was a high school student.
The cyclical argument of who can tell whose story is also being debated again, which is why some speculated that Mullen's agent, Susan Gollum, circulated his manuscript without his name or photo attached. It's an unusual step, but Gollum firmly says she wasn't trying to avoid revealing Mullen's race.
I wanted people to see this as like a fresh literary genre kind of series book. The color of his skin had nothing to do with the anonymity at all.
Spoiler alert, Tom Mullen is white, a New Englander who's made Atlanta his home for several years. Don Davis at Simon & Schuster is one of the most powerful black editors in the publishing industry. She ultimately bought Darktown for her imprint, Inc. 37. The blind submission didn't bother her.
What that did was force me to read it just as a piece of literature. I couldn't look up what kind of reviews the author got. I couldn't look up anything about the author, what his previous books were even, or if it were even a man. I had to just kind of read it and explore it for what it was.
What it was a tale about race, policing, and corruption that was compelling enough to be snapped up by Hollywood with star power on board. Oscar winner Jamie Foxx is attached to produce the TV series. Thomas Mullen planned the Darktown saga as a progression. Moving forward, his heroes in the first novel will retire and be replaced by newer black police recruits in future books as the story of Atlanta's racial coming of age moves into contemporary times. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.